35. I'll call the meeting to order. It's time for the pledge of allegiance. I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Amy?
Here.
Brenda?
Here.
Hillary?
Here.
Carla?
Here.
Rita?
Here.
Freya?
Here.
Allie?
Here.
And Rivera is excused. We have a forum.
Right, we get others in attendance. King Cove.
Arlene Wilson.
Karen Kent.
Okay, come up in Akitan. Seeing Karen.
She's just logged in, I don't think they.
Okay. Who else is logged on?
Carla and then KSDP.
Okay.
Lisa Pierce, Karen Ravenscroft, Matt Brown, Carter Usek, Mike Franklin, Austin Roof, Cossier, I believe. And I think that's everybody.
Okay. And Brian. In here.
Yes, we
have this. Did we miss anybody?
No, ma'am.
All right, thank you. Can I get approval of the agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second. This is Rita.
Roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Freya?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Are there any public comments on agenda items? Done. Pool of minutes for November 25th, 2025, regular meeting minutes.
This is Brenda. I'll make motion to accept November 25th, 2025, regular meeting minutes.
This is Rita. I'll second.
Amy called it first, so we're going to go with Amy. Roll call.
Rita?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
Freya?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Student report. Since Rivera is excused, her report is in the packet. Next is the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the board and guests. Everybody's enjoying a great, beautiful day here out in the Eastern Aleutians. It's nice to have the sun on our faces again and keep my full reports in the packet. I'll keep my comments about it brief here. Yesterday during board workshop, went over some of our FY27 budget, the budget summary. We are looking at a significant, as I mentioned yesterday, a significant shortfall due to a few factors, including a reduction in impact aid and a continued reduction in enrollment. We talked yesterday about a couple options, and I got some really great feedback from the board on how to manage that deficit. Two themes that came out very clearly from our board yesterday was that really want to do everything we can to preserve our staffing. And I agree that that, you know, having good teachers and classroom aides in the classroom, that is where the magic happens with our students learning and growing. So we will do everything we can to not reduce staffing at this point and still try to find ways to balance our budget. Also, the importance of student activities came out again and how important that is, not just for our kids, but for our communities. Although we did talk yesterday about some ways that maybe we can find some ways to share costs, the rising costs of activities for our district. So we're looking to start a committee to look at ways to find partnerships with local entities and sponsorships with business to help support our strong activities programming moving forward. We're having a lot of activity we have for 2 years, but with our facilities. And this month, the Sandpoint School Major Maintenance Project is was stalled for a bit, and that's starting to move again. So we should see brand new doors, exterior and interior, in the next week. And some good electrical work in there. There's new lockers and new carpets for the hallways, the classroom hallways, have been ordered and will be on the way soon. So it's great to see some real progress finally happening with that. Matt Brown, our principal in False Pass, has been extremely adaptable in the last couple of weeks. We were out, the boilers were out there for a bit. So while there was no heat, he was able to adapt and for a short period of time moved our school, moved the learning to the community building and the library. And I want to thank the city of False Pass for being so supportive. That just shows that it is a community effort sometimes to get our kids, but it's pretty amazing that all that happened and there was no disruption to the learning of students in False Pass. They're back in school now with heat. We still got some water issues and we have technicians scheduled to head out there to take care of that. I'm excited to do a little travel here in the next couple of weeks. Weather permitting, I'll be headed out to King Cove, hopefully get to watch some great basketball, and then over to False Pass to check on the learning happening there and the facilities. As usual, I'm going to conclude my report by celebrating one of our amazing staff members with our Rising Tide Award. I want to remind everybody that the purpose of this award is to recognize those who are doing the real work, the most important work, and that is directly teaching our students. And we call it the Rising Tide Award because we know that the best among us don't just accomplish great things themselves, but do so in a way to improve the culture for everybody. So this month's Rising Tide Award goes to Arlene Wilson, preschool teacher, King Cove School. Arlene demonstrates exceptional instructional skill, compassion, and professionalism in early childhood education. Her students show extraordinary academic and social growth, reflecting her clear expectations, attention to detail, and ability to motivate young learners. In addition to teaching early reading skills, Arlene is intentionally teaching students how to be students, developing foundational skills in attention, listening, persistence, and curiosity. These habits of learning are among the strongest predictors of success in later grades, and her classroom provides students with a strong academic and social foundation as they move forward in their schooling. Beyond her classroom, she's also serving as this year's close-up sponsor, dedicating significant time to fundraising and planning enrichment opportunities that expand student experiences. She's also completing college coursework at the same time toward earning her Alaska Teacher Certification, representing a meaningful investment in the future of our communities. Her energy, commitment, and positive impact on students and the broader school community make her richly deserving of this recognition. It is always a highlight for me to go into her classroom when I get to go to King Cove. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. All teachers could learn a ton about classroom management, about dynamic pacing, and about actually developing curiosity by observing all of our preschool classrooms, but especially those of Arlene's. So Arlene, congratulations. And I hope that Karen Keck is there to present you with
we're moving into position right now.
I could take a picture.
Yes.
Okay, come in my picture.
Okay.
Come in front of you here. They got to
see. I know, you need to stand so they can see you with this. Okay. Congratulations, Arlene.
Perfect.
Thank you guys. It's an honor just even to be nominated, especially when we have such an amazing group of team across the district. So thank you. I'm very honored, but I'm going to dedicate this to the preschoolers because they're the ones who come to school every day filled with curiosity and excitement to learn. And that makes my job fun. So thank you.
And that is why she is the Rising Tide recipient this month.
She not only does that in the school, she does that in the community also, and, yeah. And she never stops. I always wonder when she sleeps or goes to the bathroom.
Always busy.
We're very proud of her.
So I don't want to take any energy away from our amazing teacher there, but that's my report, and I'd be happy to address any questions or follow-up comments. All
right. Thank you, and congratulations, Arlene. Are there any comments or questions?
She's a fine young lady.
All right. No further comments. First in the packet is Accutan and Karen. She's still, oh, there she is. She pop up?
No, she's on.
So
I can unmute her. What happened? She's still in here. She just kind of went to her picture. Maybe she's having some technical problems.
Okay.
You want to maybe come back to her?
Yep.
Thank you about that.
Okay, Mr. Humphries, you're up next.
Members of the board, thank you for letting me speak. I just want to first off by saying thank you for allowing me to be the
sorry about that, guys.
Oh, there we go.
My microphone was turned off and I had to go to settings. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ryan, I didn't mean to interrupt you. So I just highlighted some of the things that had happened since the last board meeting. And talked about how the student government here planned a spirit week just before the holidays. And we had a lot of participation. It was so much fun. And for the Christmas program this year, we had just joined what was happening at the Safe Harbor Church here. And the kids sang some songs and did a little readers theater, which was fun. So it was kind of like low stakes, you know, but we have fun. Diane, she plays the guitar, so it was live acoustic Christmas songs, and it was fun. It was really exciting for our students to be able to go to the wrestling in Dillingham and in Anchorage, so thank you guys so much for supporting that. I know it's encouraging students coming up next year that would love to participate. So hopefully we can work on getting partnerships with people so we can keep that going and have our students be able to attend stuff like that next year as well. And with that school spirit, we decided to finally get some new merch for Accutan School for the Falcons. And I was working with Nick McDonald, who's a local from Unalaska. He designed some Accutan Falcons gear. So I've got that ordered, which is also going to be kind of like a fundraiser. And so that should be on the way soon, which is exciting. And we were able to get our testing completed after the winter break. There was no issues with that. We didn't have any problems. And then I just wanted to let you guys know that as far as cell phones and the cell phone policy this year, you know, it's been pretty good, but we did have a student coming into the after the holidays that having a little trouble with that, but we dealt with that. And the attendance, I'm happy to say, has been really great since the return for the second semester. Yeah, no behavioral issues or anything. And all the kids seem really excited to be at school, and we've been having fun. And again, if you ever get on Facebook, you can follow our Accutan School Facebook page. We post on there some of the stuff that goes from our district website, like directly on there. It goes to our Facebook also. And then sometimes we post just photos of stuff that's happening during the school week and school days. We get recently Jacob Mark, his class wanted to do home ec, and so they decided they would do some cooking, and they made homemade bread last week, and they brought it to the a local organization. They put on it used to be called Elders Tea, but now it's just Tea Time Friday, so like everybody's welcome. They brought the bread down there to share with the community, so that's what his plan is for the home ec, is whatever they cook, they can bring it down to share with the community. I don't know if you have any questions for me.
I sure enjoyed all your pictures, and I still wear my Falcons sweatshirt, so thank you very much.
Good.
Are there any other questions?
I really enjoy seeing what you do there.
Thanks, Brenda.
All right. Thank you, Karen. Next is Mr. Humphreys.
Thank you, members of the board. Report from Sandpoint. First off, I want to say thank you for allowing me to be the principal of the school this year. I will not be returning next year, but it's no reflection of this place or the school. It's just my desire to return home to Unalaska. So that's driving me back or pulling me back. And so I do appreciate the time I've got to be principal here, and I'll definitely finish out the year strong. We started off the second semester. Well, it was a little rough for me. It took me a while to get home. I think Austin for filling in for me while I was gone. Seemed like it was a month and a half. I think it was like 5 days extra. So I appreciate Austin taking that on. And students came back second semester. Pretty much the same schedule. We did add a sewing class, which has been very popular. In fact, as part of that, Mrs. McMillan's had a crocheting kids. And she got really, I think she almost cried one day because a kid just would not stop crocheting from crocheting at lunch. And she just, the student said, this is so much better than being on my phone. And she was just, it's so emotional, like hearing that. So it's really great that we've got kids that just get into that kind of stuff. So it's been great. And the students are off to a good start. We are, both boys and girls went to Dillingham. They were there for about 10 days, I think, close to that. So maybe boys were gone for 10, girls for 9, something along those lines. And, boys finished second in the sockeye tournament. The girls finished third. So strong showings. Did a great job. They had some internet issues, so they came back a little behind on some of the homework they had to do, but they have really jumped in the last day and a half to catch up on a lot of that work. So I was really impressed with that. And they utilized our six-period academic support class today to get to have extra time to do that. So real pleased on that one. And so we look forward to having the next 3 weekends. We have home events with King Cove. back kind of back and forth. Boys are home this weekend, girls the next, and then boys the third weekend. So we get a lot of good home basketball in. Okay, so we'll kink hopes. It'll be all good. Upcoming February 9th through the 13th, we do a mining workshop. Sounds like it's going to be a really neat thing for all of our grade levels. Kids will have opportunities to see just some neat things with mining and some minerals, but also for the older kids looking at careers that they might actually get out of that. So it's going to be really good, good program. Teachers seem to be excited to get the kids involved in that. And that's pretty much the highlights of my report, and the rest of my report's in the packet. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions?
Thank you, sir.
Just sign me up wherever you need anybody for the basketball weekends.
Okay, we'll do.
And Kinko, Auntie Amy will take your kids if you just put on there who they can get checked out to. Auntie Amy's waiting.
I'll give you mine. You can have them.
Sign me up for showers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No other questions or comments? False pass.
I don't mind.
Good evening, everyone. As Mr. Franklin discussed, we were in the rec center and library for a little while, but I just want to highlight the kids, how resilient they are. Although it's a different environment, for school, they basically had high academic focus and engagement. So I just appreciate them, the kids being resilient and flexible. And now we're back in the building. As Mike said, very thankful for the community for letting us use the library and rec center. That was very generous of them. And I appreciate the district for being so responsive. The district has been working hard to solve some of the maintenance challenges we've had. A couple things in terms of principal teacher report. We had a great Christmas program during this in December. Potluck in the gym. Three Christmas songs in English, three Christmas songs in Russian. We had a very nice art display around the gym, and the students were very excited and happy to show their artwork to the parents. So that was a great event. The kids also worked hard in performing a Christmas play for the community. That overall was a big success for our school. And we still appreciate the parents' support and involvement with the students. Couple other things are, I think writing has been a big success for our school. We're seeing great writing learning and writing growth across the different grades. Specifically, we have high school students. They're learning about MLA format. Kids have Google Docs and really extensive writing projects, and it's a really successful thing for them. I think they like seeing their work being combined in a portfolio, and we did this last year and we'll do it again this year, but they'll get their portfolios printed really professionally in a book that they can take home. So that's something the high school kids are really happy about and excited about as far as their learning. And the families will be able to keep a copy of the kids' book, and we also keep a copy in the school building. We have a couple fun things happening throughout the spring. We have AMSI coming to False Pass for our APICTA grant. So that's going to be a great, just like King Cove had a wonderful experience with AMSI, we're looking forward to having that with False Pass. So that instructor will be coming during February. And we also have an opportunity planned in April in terms of the APICTA grant. We connected with a science instructor, and he's an outreach coordinator for College of Ocean and Fisheries. And he has his name is Brian. He has extensive middle school and high school science teaching experience, which is great. So he's really excited to come to Falls Pass for about a week and a half, and he's going to do all kinds of hands-on projects for the kids. So they're really looking forward to that. So overall, we're back in the building. Kids are doing great. Parents are happy. We're seeing lots of learning and academic growth, and we're trying to balance academic rigor and high expectations while also making sure they have a lot of fun activities during the day, you know, art, and they're learning Russian and things of that nature. Yeah. So overall, we're having a great second semester. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you.
You guys look like you are learning so many activities over there in Falls Pass. I get jealous. Thank you. And thanks for posting pictures all the time. It really is helpful.
Are there any other questions or comments? Right. And finally, Kate
Cove. Hi. I don't have too much to add on to my report other than what's in it. But I do feel like the school year has gone really well. We all got off to a good start for the second semester. We have after school activities every day for the younger kids. And of course, the older kids are involved in sports and athletics. We have great coaches this year who are encouraging that whole student athlete, idea. And Matt Brown has done a great job, and Mr. Franklin has done a great job of supporting that, like really putting academics first. And as Mr. Humphrey noted, when the students came back from their sports trips, they got right into, you know, making sure they had what they needed for class and getting things turned in. So I personally really appreciate that emphasis. I think it's been successful, and the kids are understanding, you know, what the expectations are along those lines. So anyway, we have great students here at King Cove. We have a staff that is extremely dedicated from top to bottom. So I feel really lucky to be here. And I feel like recently the energy auditor who's making his way around the district was here for the weekend. I mean, he was supposed to fly out on Friday, but couldn't get out. And so we sat and talked for a long time, and he, you know, said, I've been to 60 schools, you know, throughout Alaska. And he said, you know, this school here that we have here, King Cove, and I don't mean to say this knowing that other people are having so many other issues, like I maybe shouldn't even say it, but, you know, he did say, you know, this is a beautiful building. It's a wonderful facility. And, you know, students are so lucky to come to school here. And, you know, the teachers and the aides, you know, work really hard to, you know, put things in the hallways and, you know, have things that are enriching for the students to look at and do. So anyway, some of the details of that are in my report, but thank you very much. Any questions? I guess just any questions.
Your new drama club is such a hit. Everyone is.
All right. Well, we'll see. Yeah. And we'll see how long Miss Keck handles drama club.
You're going to handle so, wine and drama in a couple of weeks. That'd be great. He's like,
Yeah. Okay.
She's doing a wonderful job. We just love her.
All right. Thank you for your report. Are there any other questions or comments?
I just love to see all the holiday traditions and wouldn't mind testing out some of the smoked salmon.
It smells amazing. I'm not eating it, but it smells amazing.
I love the Christmas tree, the senior alder trees. That they do that. I love that.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for your reports. Next is the business manager's report. Lisa.
There are you. Are you seeing me or hearing me?
Yep.
Yes, there, ma'am. Great. Thank you, ladies. Yes, just wanted to I guess, bring you up to speed on what January has been. It's business office issues in January are pretty busy. We have lots and lots of reporting to do. We have quarter end and calendar year end. So, of course, we've got all the payroll reporting and 941s and W-2s and 1099s and quarterly grant reports. And additionally, there are some requirements for the Department of Education as well, fund balance reports, etc. We have begun some preliminary budget information and working to put some of that information together. And Mr. Franklin's been, you know, looking for that information. I know he's been informing you of a lot of that information as well. So audit presentation was last night in the work session, and I believe that the approval will be this evening. I did want to point out the report in the actual packet. It actually is for the pay or for the period ending December 31, 2025. I believe the cover sheet says that, but the detail still reflects the October 31. So please do know that those reports are reflective of 12/31, December 31. I'd like to be able to just send Cheryl a corrected version of that with the correct dates on that for archive purposes. So, you know, before it goes up permanently on the website, at least the correct date will be reflected. But please do recognize that the date on this report in your packet tonight is through December 31st. So any questions that you might have, I'm happy to respond. Or
all right, thank you. Are there any questions? Rita?
So I do see we did not get the checks. So I guess maybe if that could be sent at a later date, I would imagine there was checks written, so I should not.
Yes. No, there certainly was. And I'm surprised that they're not in there actually too. So I'll look through that and make sure. And I can send those out. I'll send those out to you tomorrow. I can get those emailed out to you if they're not in there.
Yeah, they're not in there.
Okay. Thank you. And that way it would be a complete packet.
Yeah, very good.
Yep. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Yep.
Lisa, I have one more question.
Yes.
So I had somebody ask me about the encumbrant numbers again, and I had a tough time explaining it. Could you explain it one more time, please?
I certainly can. So the encumbrances, if that's what you're looking, the specific information you're looking for, an encumbrance is actually dollars that are committed in that line item, but that have not yet left the district's bank. The payments have not been made, but the obligation is made. So it's happening through, it happens through purchase orders. So basically anything that we have purchased and not yet paid for is in the encumbrance section. And likewise, there should be encumbrances for the payroll and payroll related expenses, because those contracts, you know, the contracts that are there should be reflected as payroll or as encumbrances as well for the rest of the year. So that's why you'll see some significant, some significant dollar amounts in encumbrances specifically in the payroll areas. But the rest of it is supply purchases and so forth that have been ordered, may have been received, may not have been received, but we are anticipating an expenditure. And so we want to already name those dollars, if you will, so we know that that we don't have those available for spending authority any longer.
That is perfect. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Are there any other questions about the financial report? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to accept the financial report.
This is Brenda. I'll make a motion to accept the current financial report as presented.
I'll second it. This is Allie.
Roll call.
Katie?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Sally?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Right. Thank you very much, Lisa. Next up is the activities report. Matt?
Hello. Reports in the packet. I'll highlight a few things. Some exciting things regarding our teams and schools and student activities. First, we got all four teams back. Just want to say congratulations to all four teams. We appreciate their hard work and commitment, not just to basketball, but to school. Congratulations to the Sandpoint boys for being the runner-up at a competitive tournament. Want to highlight and acknowledge King Cove girls for receiving the Sportsmanship Award. So those are two great successes for our district and schools and teams. Boys all tourney at Sockeye were Kaipo, Ryu, Michael, and Brennan. Girls all tourney team was Carly, Mia, and Whitney. So we've got some awesome student athletes and basketball players representing our district well. And I did get an email from the Dillingham athletic director, whose name is Levi, and I wanted to read what he said to me. Hi, Matt. Hats off to your coaches and students that came to Dillingham and stuck around for both tournaments. They were all amazing guests, and I appreciated their positive attitudes the whole time. You have an amazing staff of coaches. Your teams represented your schools and district extremely well. So, yeah, just it's another highlight and compliment to our communities and schools and teams. Obviously, we're all competitive. We all want to make state and win games and win championships. But as student athletes, we have, you know, our district is, we have great kids and great teams. Both on and off the court. So that feels good to get that kind of feedback from other schools and other districts. Let's see. We have boys in Sandpoint this weekend, girls in King Cove. We've got travel scheduled for Friday, weather permitting. And just want to show my appreciation for the four head coaches. I'm a longtime basketball coach myself, and I know how much time and effort is involved with coaching and travel and sleeping in classrooms. So, yeah, thank you so much to Brandon, Dantezza, Ricky, and Fanny. Four committed coaches, professional, care about their players both on and off the court. So very much appreciate their leadership and great communication for their teams and schools. So that's basketball. And a couple things from, I don't think we talked about in the last board meeting, but highlighting Sandpoint Volleyball for making state. Great job to Michael and her team. Maya and Charlotte were selected as good sports at state. And Maya and Precious were selected as all-tourney for state volleyball. In terms of state wrestling, we sent one wrestler from Accutan and one wrestler from King Cove. That was Veronica in Accutan and Spencer in King Cove. So congratulations to those two wrestlers representing our district proudly. Very thankful for Jacob Stepitin and Ray Vega. You know, small schools in False Pass and Accutan, they've done a really good job building the wrestling programs and creating engagement. Just talked to Jacob recently, and he was telling me how positive cross-country and wrestling has been for their school. And it's helped with attendance. It's helped with motivation and focus in the classroom. And Jacob's already telling me that the kids are already asking about next year. They can't wait for cross country and wrestling next school year. And they want to do off-season workouts and they want to learn more. So thank you so much to Jacob and Ray. with the two smaller schools. Let's see, that's wrestling. Last thing I'll say, which I'm proud about, is that we do postseason coaches meetings. Basically, after every sports season, we have a meeting with the head coaches, and it's just an opportunity to listen to them, ask questions, take feedback, show our appreciation and gratitude to them. So basically, it's a way to provide structure and support for student activities. Just like a principal will observe teachers and collaborate with teachers to improve our instructional strategies, we've tried to do that with student activities where we provide structure and support for our coaches. We want our coaches to be great leaders, which they are. Be happy to answer any questions.
You've done a wonderful job, young man. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Are there any other questions for Matt? All right. Thank you for your report. Next report is technology, Austin.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for the opportunity to come here and speak about technology. My report has been submitted through the packet, and I'd be happy to take any questions anyone might have.
Are there any questions on Austin's report? Okay. Thank you, Austin.
Thank you, Austin.
Right, next up is new business, audit review. Representative from BDO.
Armando from BDO is on there to answer questions, but I think it was the presentation was yesterday. You could ask him and follow up.
Were there any?
If you guys have any questions, please let me know.
I looked at it again last night because we didn't have your presentation until I think towards the end. But it was really nice. I really appreciated all the work you put into it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Did anybody have any questions after they reviewed the report?
No.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Administrative salary schedule revision.
Oh, we did vote on the audit. Okay, so exactly, that's usually what we do.
Okay. Does information.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
All that's listed is in that should be added.
So we could, someone can move to amend the agenda. Should have been done at the beginning of the meeting, but it can be done right now. Move to amend the agenda.
I'll move to amend the agenda.
To move.
To replace
to
make the what he said.
So the motion is to change the audit review from information to an action item. And Amy made the motion. Is there a second?
Brenda seconds.
Oh.
Allie?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Freya?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. So now is there a motion to accept the audit?
I'll move to accept it.
Brenda, I'll second.
You'll make a motion to
accept the audit review?
Yes. And Brenda, you said you're seconding?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Roll call.
Rita?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
Freya?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Next is the administrative salary schedule revision. Mike, do you
want to
share?
Yeah, first of all, nice job. Rules review there. That was good.
Cool. Traditionally, in Aleutians East, the administrative salaries schedule follows any revision or new negotiations with the certified and classified contracts. So last year, because we had two negotiations, successful negotiations last year, one with the certified association, one with the classified, and I talked with the administrative team to maybe forego any raises to salary last year, just because it was a year where we were making lots of cuts district wide, and it was I thought it was a nice gesture for the admin team to sit that one out. So in the meantime, though, with inflationary costs going up and other districts around the state having some pretty significant increases to their admin salary, I brought up this year that I think it's important to look at increasing our admin salaries now to make our positions competitive statewide so we can improve recruitment and retention of our admin team, which now consists of four people. Plus the principals, it's a small team. So I'm suggesting to essentially catch up with and then be competitive, catch up with the certified increase, and then to be competitive around the state for a 5% increase to the current admin salary schedule for FY27, and then 2.5 for the subsequent 2 years. And again, that will put us in the upper third around the state for those admin positions. It also, what I mentioned yesterday too, is it also reflects that as we've been cutting staff, all these admin positions are taking on more and more duties. So it also just acknowledges the extra work and time that our admin team is putting in.
So do you need a motion for a 5% increase for next year, 2.5% increase for the next 2 years for the admin salary schedule?
Yep, that's yes.
Okay, I'll make that motion.
This is Hillary, I'll second.
Roll call. Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Brea?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. C is the second reading of BP 5131.9 Academic Honesty. And is there a motion?
This is Brenda. I'll make a motion for the second reading, BP 5131.9, Academic Honesty.
Okay.
This is Allie. I'll second it.
Roll call. Amy?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Freya?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. So now that it's on the table for discussion, just to refresh everybody's memory, it's academic honesty and personal integrity are foundational components of a student's education in both the process of learning and individual character development. The board expects that students will be truthful in all academic endeavors and likewise experience the requisite honor of proving their capabilities to themselves and the world. The learning community of students, parents, guardians, staff, and administrators shall be responsible for creating and maintaining a positive school climate that encourages honesty. Board expects that students will not cheat, lie, plagiarize, or commit other acts of academic dishonesty. Students found to have committed an act of academic dishonesty shall be subject to district and school sanctions. The board recognizes that the advancement of availability of artificial intelligence, generative technology, means the learning community is very likely to utilize this new technology. Such use must meet the requirements of academic honesty and yet allow for its application to
for its application as a new tool for instruction, critical thinking, exploration, and development of original thought and material. It is expected and required that the use of AI GT will be appropriately referenced and noticed. Is there any questions or discussions on this before we approve it? Okay, is there a motion to approve BP 5131.9 academic honesty?
This is Brenda. I'll make that motion.
This is Allie. I'll second it.
Roll call.
Rita?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Freya?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. This is an information item, so we won't be voting on it tonight, but it's the 26-27 calendar discussion. In your packet, it looks like there is surveys and a proposed calendar.
Are we going to see one, or are we going to get another one a different time?
So the 80% of the votes were to keep the calendar the same as this year's. And so that's just, if we were to do it that way, that's what it would look like. So it's not necessarily the calendar we're going to, you know, if there's changes. Right.
Is there any discussion or questions that anybody has that they want to ask Mr. Frankwood on the calendar?
I like it as a parental unit. I do.
I think the intention here is to get any feedback from the, it's, you know, it's modeled after the current calendar. The feedback showed was.
Was there no comments?
There were, but there was no more than like two votes for any one change in the comments. But there was like two votes for a shorter spring break, you know, two votes for like a later start.
But nothing that would sway the majority.
You know, I have a list. If you want me to send that out, I can send a list of comments.
One of the few times in my close to 30-year career in education that there was a clear majority for the calendar. It was pretty amazing. So Cheryl did a good job putting together, just modeling what it would look like based on last year's. And so we just figure, get board feedback this evening and whatever feedback for adjustments we can make, and then we'll share it publicly so we can get feedback from the bulk.
So
I like the schedule it was this year. It'd be good to have the same next. And I know my kids like to sleep in a little bit longer, so the 8:30 start is perfect.
I don't mind the 8:30 start either. The thing that I did have a comment on was, and I always think of this mid-year, like last year I was actually a part of this discussion and got to make those choices. Then I get through the school year and I'm like, why didn't I think of that then? You know, like why we have days off when like the majority of the days off are not aligned with all the city's days off or anything like that. So like, you know, sometimes a parent is, you know, I mean, I'm that parent. Kids, I don't have to go to work today. You could stay with mom. You know, I do that. I will say that.
I disagree. Also, I was very upset. I only had one day off where my kids were not home with me.
Yeah, we don't line up and it's convenient. I always thought the whole month of, or the whole week in March was a long time. Especially, like I said, I'm that my kids are those kids. They won't get up after a week. It'll take them a half a week to get back on schedule. So I would like maybe three of those days to move towards like getting out 3 days earlier. I think that time when of the year for parents and our fishermen kids having 3 days off in May is more beneficial and realistic than if our teams go to state in in that whole week. But that's just my, that was my comment. So I thought I'd throw it out there while we're discussing.
Well, me as a parent, I like that whole week because I'm going to take her probably to Disneyland.
I'll be your child.
So I like that whole week. And I remember when we used to do the 3 days when you guys were in school, and it was so short. I mean, if you wanted to go out in the boat, you wanted to go four-wheeling, you wanted to do stuff like that, it was hard in just 3 days. No, my
well, kids, technically it's my... five because you got the weekend too.
Yes,
but...
right.
I see where you're getting at though, but those extra couple days off, especially with like younger ones, it's yeah. like starting the school year over again.
Yeah, honestly. And to get out 3 days earlier.
To be over for like 2 weeks.
You know, as the kids are going back to work on the boats and things like that, and just not going to go anyway because they have work, you know. But I mean, I don't have to, just an opinion.
I like that. Yeah, it makes more sense. You think about it, smaller little break. I mean,
I just had a question too about like the different schools. Something that works for one school might not always work for another school. Is there, are we planning to have this universal, or is there a way that we can adjust any part of this, at least start and end times for specific schools?
Yeah, so Karen, traditionally we'll stick with what our tradition has been, which is this will be calendar for the larger school, this will be the calendar for the district, but yeah. we can make modifications for the okay. small schools if we need to.
Okay. And I know that Matt had done that in Falls Pass, right? They're getting out much earlier than we are this year, right? Because they've done Saturday schools, I think.
Yes.
Okay. So I just want to be clear if that's kind of an option that we can look at. If
yes, that'll still be an option.
Okay.
This is Carla. Sorry.
Go ahead, Carla.
I don't mind the calendar. I agree with Amy about the long spring break and also the start time. I mean, we have working parents that go to work at 8 o'clock. They have to take a break to go and take their kids to school because we have no bus. So, I mean, this is a big thing for a lot of parents.
Well, I know here they can drop your kids off at 8, or they can get picked up by Lonnie or the principal at that time and taken to school. The doors open before 8. They can hang out in the gym or in the classroom until class begins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was able to adjust my work schedule to start at 8:30 with the kids.
Yeah. If we can keep our conversation just to the school calendar, because the school start times is not listed on our agenda, and it's kind of more of an individual, so that may be something that can bring to your principal, and then that conversation can be had individually. But if we can stick just to the calendar conversation,
I think, you know, taking it back to staff and really listening to what parents have to say, I think, is important before we pass the calendar.
Well, and I think that's what the survey was for.
Yes, I did the survey.
Rita
has a question.
Sorry, Rita.
That's okay. Sorry. Could we... I hate to ask it again, but could we, since we've already done a survey, since the question has come up specifically about the 5 days versus the 3 days, not necessarily the start and the closing, we leave all that the same, but if we could specifically ask what parents would prefer during that spring break, would they prefer a 3 day or a 2 day? Could we do that and then have those results come back to us when it's time for us to decide, to kind of see what the majority of the parents would like.
Yeah, maybe between now and the next meeting have, or the next few weeks have just the survey specific to spring break.
I didn't even think correct. About spring break when I was looking, I'm thinking about the calendar. I'm like, I like the Christmas break. I like the beginning, the end. Did not think about spring break until Amy said, I'm like, that makes it better.
Yeah, because the discussion more sounds like we all kind of agree on the majority of it. And that's what how the survey looks is everybody agrees on the majority, but just possible question on the 3 day versus the 5 day, or if we could get specifically in just that spring break time.
And have that for parents and staff.
Well, we can't control who takes it, so we should just have it specify. If you open a link up, if a student does it, it says.
Or a student. I mean, that's fine. Yeah. Okay.
Love to have everybody's input, yes.
Okay. And we'll just keep it narrowed to that one question.
That'd be good.
All right.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Okay, thank you. Next is Falls Pass Epicta. Matt?
Sorry, I didn't realize. Do I need to present on this?
If you could give a brief on it, then.
Yeah, I definitely can. So yeah, PICTA grant, we first in the fall had meetings with parents, trying to get feedback and input from them. You know, we wanted them involved in the process. And kind of one of the major themes we had from Falls Pass parents was that they didn't want to go to Unalaska, and they wanted to bring educators locally to the school. And secondly, is they wanted the projects to be directly related to their personal lives and their culture with fishing and that industry. So basically, we just did a lot of research, and I'm so thankful King Cove did AMSI because that really helped me, and that seemed like a great success for King Cove School. So we also connected with AMSI, and I believe his name is Rob. So we've got a very experienced instructor coming in February. He's coming for almost a week. And we got students involved. You know, someone from AMSI asked me, you know, they provided a list of topics, which ones are the students most interested, which ones are the parents most interested. So basically, we provided that information for parents and students. And then we shared that back with AMSI so they can try to individualize the program for the kids and for the community. And I forget the specific name, but they're also going to do an adult drill class or adult instructional class for any parents that are interested in False Pass. So that's AMSI. And the second one is UAF. As I said in the principal report, they have a outreach, they have a science instructor, outreach coordinator, and his job revolves around connecting with local, with rural schools and communities. And he has longtime experience as a middle school, high school science teacher. So he's very excited. He's coming for about a week and a half. Hands-on projects-based learning. You know, so there's going to be outdoor activities, not just things in the school. So that's something the students and parents are very excited for. Nikki Hoblett, the mayor, has been very helpful as far as the application and coordinating with the PICTA. And Cheryl Roof has worked really hard behind the scenes with paperwork and budget and all those details. So, yeah, I'd be happy to answer any questions. Oh, the last thing is that Brian, the UAF instructor, he has a lot of experience working with undergrads. So basically, we're also tying in some college mentoring talking about financial aid, the college application process. So he's going to be available to answer questions and talk with students or parents if they want to learn more about UAF and transitioning from high school and how they can maximize their learning and their academic growth in high school and preparation for post-secondary routes. But I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome. I tell you, my kiddo wants to go to UAF and be a marine biologist. So that sounds exciting. Is there any chance part of that could be on video with other students?
Yeah, we could. I think that's a great idea, and we can absolutely explore different activities with students from other schools. Absolutely. Just like we do virtual math. Yeah, we'd be happy to include other students. Maybe not every activity, there's probably.
Right.
But yeah, absolutely. And I could guarantee that he'd be willing to communicate with you as well and with your child. And I can definitely provide that contact info for Karen. Even if he doesn't go to King Cove, I can guarantee he'd be willing to talk with you. He seems like he's really passionate about outreach and working with schools.
Yeah, you have my phone number, so if you want to text me or anything.
Okay, I will.
Alrighty, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Sounds so exciting.
Thank you, Matt. Question, just so I see there's a budget in here. Is that like monies that coming from like what they fundraised, or is that monies that the district is providing? I see there's some scholarship stuff, but. So
the Pictogrant.
That's the whole and Pictogrant covers
$12,000 grant.
Oh,
and they're
okay.
They're under budget right now. So hopefully.
All right. Okay. That's my question. Are there any other questions?
Just amazing opportunity.
So their motion to accept False Pass PICTA's proposal.
This is Brenda. I'll make that motion to accept Falls Pass PICTA activities.
I'll think second.
It's wonderful.
Motion by Brenda, second by Amy. Roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. And then next one is Accutan for a Pictogrant.
Hi. So I started the planning for the trip back in December, so it's not fully complete, but we have a general idea of the cost is going to be around $40,000, and a PICTA is, I heard last week, they are awarding us the $12,000 grant, and any remainder of the cost, we have been doing fundraisers, and also I'm asking for donations from different entities like I did last year. But our plan is 7 days flying to Anchorage and then driving down to Seward, spending the night. They have at the Seward Sea Life Center, they have a nocturne program where the kids where we get to camp out by, I think it's like by the bird sanctuary there. So we camp out there for the night. And of course, tour the Seward Sea Life Center. And I'm planning to have the following morning a tour of AvTech. And then from Seward, we'll drive down to Homer, where the main part of our fisheries trip is going to be. It's going to be just out of Homer. We'll take a ferry to a place called Peterson Bay. And there they have a camping opportunity and guides where we've done this maybe 8 years ago with our school. And it is so much fun. I don't know if you know how the tides are in Homer, but it provides a really great opportunity to study hold on. sorry. So the main part is going to be out of Peterson Bay, where we'll camp for the weekend and get to explore the island and the tides and do some scientific exploration there. And I mean, that's the main part of it. And then we'll have to drive back to Anchorage.
It's an adventure.
Yeah, yeah, it was a lot of fun. My niece, who went last time, she is so excited to go again. That was her favorite spot, Peterson Bay. So I'm excited to go there again and show all the other kids who have not gone there. So much fun.
It's a beautiful place.
I don't know if you have any questions.
Are there any questions?
I do. Are all students getting to go, all ages?
We're offering it to fifth grade and up.
Thank you.
That sounds a good age group.
Any other questions?
Can people come with you?
Right, that would be so fun.
It's an adventure.
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen.
All right. Is there a motion to accept the Acutan Effective Activities Proposal?
Mrs. Brenda, I'll make the motion to accept the Acutan's Pitka trip.
Second.
Roll call. Brenda?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Freya?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
Thanks, Karen. Next is the legislative fly-in winners. Like to congratulate Shaylee
Nevzeroff
and Haley Gunderson for winning the AEBSD essay contest. They'll be traveling to Juneau to meet with the state representatives, student leaders, and board members to advocate for positive change in our schools. So congratulations to them.
Michael, could I ask a question, please?
Of course.
Can you make us a flyer that has talking points about our district, that things that we really should focus on?
Absolutely.
And
Would you like me to include anything happening at the legislative level that maybe you should be aware of and,
yes,
and address, or you want me to just focus on our district?
All of those things. And so we'll be able to, when we go and meet the representatives and the senators, we'll be able to hand them a sheet stating what things are really important for our district and what's happening with the legislature and how it will affect us.
Great idea, Brenda. I'd be happy to do that.
All righty. Thank you so much. And I see there's been changes and stuff where we're staying and where the conference is, because they have so much leaks everywhere.
Oh, no.
So everything is going to be at the Baranoff Hotel.
What board members do we have going? So Brenda, you're going?
Yeah.
Brenda's going. And that's it.
Oh. I got Shaylee, and then her dad is going with her.
Oh, perfect. I would just definitely prepare the three girls about, you know, when they go and meet the legislators, they're going to want to hear from them directly, not necessarily the advocacy that they do is extremely important, that they will be needing to speak up, and those are more powerful testimonies than any of us could do or Mike. Hearing from them is definitely, you know, weighs more.
We will get them talking.
Good encouragement.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Voice.
And we'll have fun. Hope it doesn't snow.
I hope not either for you guys.
All right. Next on the agenda is personnel. Resignations. We have resignations for Matt Brown, principal teacher Falls Pass, Karen Keck, principal King Cove, and Ryan Humphrey, principal Sandpoint. We have a motion to accept resignations.
I don't want to accept Ms. Keck's resignation. This is Brenda. I'll make that motion. Maybe she'll change her mind.
I'll second it. This is Allie.
Roll call.
Fran?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Amy?
I suppose.
Motion carries.
I was wondering what would happen if you didn't make
right.
the motion.
If I said no,
I was going to ask what happens if no one except, like made the motion.
I know.
Well, thank you to all three of you guys for time here at the district and all the work that you do. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, we're getting done.
Public comments on non-agenda items. Is there anybody who has any comments on non-agenda items? Okay, hearing none. Does anybody have board comments? Just gonna let you speak freely. Whoever talks first gets to go first.
This is Brenda. I think it's been a wonderful year through our whole district. I mean, the things, the projects, the people are working on is just amazing. And my kiddo comes home from school happy every day. And I think it has been a really good year so far. The morale of staff and kiddos is amazing. Thank them for all their hard work. Thank you. I'm done.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I saw that in the student report. The Sandpoint School mentioned that they helped us with the potluck, and they really did help us with the potluck, and we appreciated everything they did for us because it's a lot of work doing that, and they did a lot of work for us, and we appreciate it.
The Christmas
potluck.
Yeah.
One of these days they're going to figure out that it's going to be worth just paying the $50 for the space that work for us. But we do appreciate them setting up and hosting with us and cleaning up and
serving people.
Yes. And we'll gladly give them the building for free for prom because it is well deserved.
Hillary or Carla? Just because I can't see you, so just want to check with you.
I have nothing.
Hillary?
I'm good, thanks. I just want to thank all of our teachers and our principals. And it's just kind of a bummer we're losing three principals in 1 year.
I'm really excited about the two that you've picked, Michael. Their resume is really nice.
Okay. Rita or Allie, do you have anything? No?
No.
Allie?
Oh, this is Allie, no.
Okay. I just want to congratulate our teams at the
tournament. It's nice to hear the good reports back from the schools on how respectful our teams are. And it was a long trip.
Very long.
Long trip. So, and I'm glad to hear that they're all like utilizing those extra times to get caught up. I know my kid I went to wake him up this morning and his computer's laying on his bunk. So I knew he was doing homework last night. All right. Agenda items for next meeting. I think I heard the calendar.
Mm-hmm. Survey results of that.
Administrator and teacher contracts. I think that's all I have.
And then we'll just, if there's anything else we'll, that is needed, date for the next meeting is February 24th. February 24th. Okay. Yeah. Next on our agenda is executive session. We have the superintendent's evaluation. I would entertain a motion to go into executive session with an invite to Mr. Franklin.
Make a motion we go into executive session to discuss the superintendent's evaluation.
Do we have an invite for him? So that
with an invite to Michael, yes. Please. Thank you.
Second.
Roll call.
Carla?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Ali?
Yes.
Freya?
Yes.
Rita? Yes.
It's gonna be hot in there.
Motion carries.